Good morning. It's, what is it, 9:26. 9:27 now on, what day is it? It's the 29th of May, 2015. 5:29:15. Today is my younger daughter's 17th birthday. It was quite chilly, so I'm wearing two shirts and a jacket. And when I'm in the sun, it's really too much. Walking in the shade, it's just right. It's actually kind of lovely. It's really quite a pretty day today. It started out raining, and I thought, I didn't walk yesterday because of my calves. Oh, my legs hurt so bad yesterday. I got a little carried away, I think. I was hiking right along. I didn't give it even a second thought. And, yep. They finally got this fence repaired. Cool. So yeah, I don't really know what I have to talk about today, to be perfectly honest. Yesterday was chores day. The latest in a long line of chores days that I need to address. My penance for being away for 6 days is that I get to do 14 days of labor to make up for it. But yeah, it's good stuff. It's straightening out the clothes, catching up with laundry. Yesterday I mowed, so it wasn't like it was a completely empty day in terms of exercise. I did mow front yard, broke up the clots from when my wife mowed it while I was gone. My wife was amazed at how much grass had grown. I was amused at how little it had grown. The backyard is the one that needs it at this point. It's been like 3 weeks, I think. Grass is still wet. I checked just before I left, it's soggy. The overnight rain, because it's a little long, it maintains the water. It has water retention problems when it's long like that, so. Yeah. Make sure I still recording. Looks like it. Okay. So yeah, I did get to Balticon, and next year they're down in the harbor. I won't be there next year, but the year after I should be there. Today is Friday. It's my schedule is kind of messed up because of the Monday holiday and then the travel and the jet lag and I crashed early last night, but I woke up early this morning. I need to get some breakfast. I didn't have breakfast yet. I'm trying to decide whether I want oatmeal with cranberries, or if I want to do a blue cheese omelet with sausage. Decisions, decisions. Yep. Jacket falls down. So every morning at 9 o'clock, just to keep me honest, Dave Robeson is emailing me to find out what I'm doing, because I should be working. And the walk, I'm counting the walk as work. I need to be writing, I need to be recording, I need to be doing something, but I'll take walking as a first step, so to speak. Lovely. It's definitely summer. It is, we're still, a month away from the equinox? Almost a month. But it's definitely summer. The trees are all leaved. Spring flowers have gone. Summer flowers are coming on. Oh, there's a little breeze. At least over on this side of the loop, there's a little bit of breeze. There wasn't one on the other side. Maybe it's just come up recently. I don't know. It's hard to tell. There were a lot of big black clouds until just before I came out to walk. I was putting my boots on and noticed that most of them were blowing away. I think there was one in the photo this morning, but it was... Oh, and the pine trees are all flowered. So, yeah, the ground here is covered with pine tree pollen. It falls into the gutters where there's water running, and then seeps up. So as the water recedes, it leaves a little yellow scum on the sidewalk. Hips don't fail me now. I got a belt on to keep my pants up. I don't usually need a belt to keep my pants up, but... These are a regular fit as opposed to slim fit, so they don't cling quite as well, which means they have a tendency to work down as I walk, which is... Given that I'm not a gangster, that's the pants at half mast look is never one that I've been interested in pursuing. And here we go, eastbound. Somebody lost a t-shirt. And I've got a bit of cloud. So I'm not walking directly in the sun anymore. which is good because that would have been hot. So there's a lot of thistles. I see thistles coming up. It's going to be a nice swath of thistles come up here. Yeah, it's going to take me a few days to get back into this, I can tell. With any luck, I'll get back out again tomorrow and walk it off, because I can tell that it's going to be hurtful. I'm not moving that fast, but I went through and marked my calendar, and the last walk was April 30th. And I did 4 or 5 last month, 5 or 6 last month. But, yeah, I'm definitely feeling the strain. So I'm trying to think of something interesting to talk about other than my aches and pains and the weather. I'm having a bit of trouble, because I need to work on Cape Grace. I really want to work on Cape Grace. I haven't made any progress on it, but I want to work on Cape Grace. And yet, the new Ishmael Wong books are calling to me as well. And I had more people ask for 10th Fairport Adventures at Balticon than I did for new Ishmael books. Now, I don't know if it's just because they're... they know it's a struggle or what? That's what he did. The guy with the old Airstream that he's renovating, he has to get it off the sidewalk here. He had to get it off the street. And I wondered where it went. But he put double doors, double section wide gate in his backyard fence. And it's backed in there. That'd make a really cool office. So, let's see, gaming. I've got my, I paid for a month of training for 2 of the secondary characters, so they beefed up a little bit while I was gone. The queue ran out yesterday, and so they're a little more, my EVE Online characters have a little more to call on now. I'm going to go back to my mining Pomodoro method, where I put a miner in a belt and then listen for trouble while I write. And when the asteroid is depleted, then I can go and change over and stand up and get a coffee and then go back to writing with a new rock. And it's nice because it's random. I have some idea of how long it will take, but I don't have any idea how long it will actually take. Within a few minutes, but plus or minus 5. It takes too much calculation for me to care. So, yeah, it works out pretty well if I can mine a little, write a little, mine a little, write a little, mine a little, write a little more. And get some words out, get some words down. In the meantime, Agrarian Skies is out again. Agrarian Skies 2. And Agrarian Skies is a sky block. Basically, you start with a little platform in the sky with one tree and a block of sand, a block of dirt to plant the tree. And you have to work up from there. And Agrarian Skies 2 has got some interesting changes over Agrarian Skies 1. I quite enjoyed playing Agrarian Skies 1. It was like 2 years ago or something like that. But unlike vanilla Minecraft, where the mechanics are very, very well established and very limited, the Agrarian Skies is a heavily modded Minecraft. So it blends several mod packs together. So one of the things that I'm going to be working on relatively soon is building a big reactor so that I have power. Electrical power, RF power, redstone flux power. Because redstone flux is something that's needed to run all of the automation. And you can automate stuff. So you don't have to always remember to go back and pick your potatoes and then cook them. You can actually automate. And right now what I've got automated is mining, metals creation. Starting with cobblestone, you can work to get all the metal you need. So, aluminum, copper, iron. And those all are important because the vanilla tools, the picks, the axes, the swords, they don't really work. Vanilla bow still works, sort of. But they have a mod called, and they've included a mod called Tinker's Construct, where you build a smelter. And you smelt all your metal. And you pour it into forms for a pick head, or an axe head, or handles, or whatever. And it's pretty slick. It's pretty nice. I like it a lot. At the moment, I'm burning a lot of stone, melting it into lava, and then using the lava to generate redstone flux for my first stage of stuff. But I'm working through some of the quests. I'm just sort of playing. And it's fun to do, and it's something to do that I can come when I'm too tired. Like when I get back from the walk, I will upload and post and probably play a little bit before lunch. Today is the kid's birthday. We're going to have to do stuff for her today. She's not up yet. She was up most of the night, probably. But, yeah, we'll get to it. And somewhere in here, I have to find time to write. I have to find time to record. I have to find time to get my head back in the game. Balticon was a good start. It was a good down payment on the overdraft that I've been carrying for a while. It paid down a lot of the interest on that debt. It wasn't quite enough, but perhaps it was enough for me to begin to get a little more serious about how things are going to go and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you about it in the morning when I go for my walk. I'm still going to try to get out at 7. I'm not sure I'm going to succeed, but I'm going to give it a shot. 7 is much better than 9, and as the summer heats up, it will become almost impossible to wait until 9 to go for a walk, because it'd be just too damn hot. But at any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.